Letterkenny has got all the amenities and indeed all the other criteria which are necessary for Letterkenny to be looking for city status. We've got a general hospital here which urgently needs to be upgraded to a regional hospital. We've got a very, very forward-thinking Institute of Technology there at the LYAT, which again, steps are in place to get it upgraded to university status. And I've also been pointing out the need for the IDA to you know, develop a proper strategy for Letterkenny again. And I mean, we do have international companies such as Primerica wanting to locate here. So I think we do need the message to go out that Letterkenny is very much open for business, and that what we need now is, I suppose, a government commitment to upgrade Letterkenny to city status.
So what would city status bring to Letterkenny? How would it improve the area?
What it'll do is, it said there's a standard message that Letterkenny is a serious operation. It's a place where companies internationally may wish to invest. We'll look at Letterkenny and say, well, that's a city. It's now an area where you know, the government have made a decision at national level to focus resources and to facilitate people to live and work in this area. And I suppose what I've been looking at here is that we really need to make, you know, a serious effort so that, you know, we don't have to have our sick people travelling out of Letterkenny anymore. We should be able to deal with them in Letterkenny General Hospital, that we don't need to have so many young people travelling for education outside of Donegal and indeed Letterkenny. And again, that, you know, we can keep more of our young people in Letterkenny working if we can bring the employment to this area.
Now, the closest city to Letterkenny is across the border in Derry. Derry's population is around 83,000. Letterkenny's population is only around a quarter of this. Is it not a case that Letterkenny simply doesn't have the population to gain city status?
I don't think that, strictly speaking, is accurate, because if you just move outside the town boundaries, which are on literally on a map, the population of Letterkenny is quite more substantial than, I suppose, the 20,000 to 30,000 region. And, you know,
It's not much more. It's around 22,000.
Well, no, actually, I think it is actually more, depending on where you draw the line. And I think, like, the situation as regards Letterkenny, there's been calls in the past for Sligo to be given city status, for example, which is quite close to us. But the situation with regards to Letterkenny is that we have had a very, very rapidly expanding population and indeed facilities in the last number of years. And we do need to, instead of looking backwards, we need to look forwards and look to regards to upgrading the status of Letterkenny to every opportunity. And I do think it would give out the right message to accord Letterkenny city status, because we can put an end to these excuses at national level where we're not getting upgrades at the general hospital, and again, we're not getting serious activity by the IDA in relation to, you know, focus on Letterkenny and indeed Donegal for job creation.
So do you want a committee to be set up here to really bring this to the fore?
That might be something that would help. I've asked that the council formally call on the, you know, the Minister of Environment, the department, to look at making this amendment in the local government legislation to basically to put out the message that Letterkenny is going to be given, and indeed Donegal, because Letterkenny at the end of the day is the economic engine or hub, we might say, in Donegal, and anything which helps to upgrade Letterkenny will be very good for the rest of Donegal as well. So I think whether it's a committee or whether we have some sort of movement at national level, I think this is something, again, we need commitment at government level to make this type of thing happen.